The book industry is facing the exponential era. Visions from the book sector in the exponential era. An in-depth analysis of the challenges and opportunities of the publishing sector in a new context of digital transformation, based on the Germán Sánchez Ruy Pérez Foundation's research, built upon its studies, and giving voice to authors, proofreaders and professionals in publishing, distribution and bookshops in Spain. This analysis may be used as a basis for the design of a new narrative and for a strategic proposal for the book sector. This is a podcast by the Germán Sánchez Ruy Pérez Foundation. These audios try to facilitate quick access to part of the content produced by this foundation, namely an international leader in the field of promoting reading, libraries, and the book world. The download of the full texts of the foundation's resources is available on their website, www.fundaciongsr.es.
This podcast is a brief presentation of the document that the Germán Sánchez Ruy Pérez Foundation has published and that proposes both a new way of explaining the contribution of value that book professionals and companies make to society and a strategy to enhance the strengths of the book sector against the growing dominance of digital platforms. These platforms work with a different parameter from that of the cultural industry. Their fundamental asset is not creative content, but users. This foundation's research is based upon two elements. The analysis and creation of a hypothesis from the results of a qualitative study, carried out with the opinions of writing, publishing, distribution, and bookshop professionals on the situation of the Spanish book system. The contrast of the analysis of the fieldwork with the document archive and experience of the foundation so as to build an understandable scheme and present a strategic proposal for the Spanish book system in the exponential and intervention context of the large platforms of the GAFA model. The analysis of the results of the questionnaires, interviews and focus groups present a panorama in which professionals try to combine a vocational vision, which we have called the mystique of the book, with the need to provide economic viability to their activities. The varied typology of opinions has been classified into two groups, into two kinds of discourse from the publishing world. On the one hand, the components that we identify with the emotional and traditional aspect of the value proposition. On the other hand, the components of the value proposition referring to a more functional level, that is, to economic viability as an industry. The dialectical vision between these two categories of components arises when the participants have referred to the impact of the transformations affecting, above all, the most functional part of the book business. The research has taken advantage of nearly 700 questionnaires and many dozens of hours of interviews and discussion groups in which a large amount of ideas has been harvested from professionals. These voices capture a vision of the book world at a time that we would consider as axial, that is, in the context of an era of exponential transformations. If these visions and concerns are ordered starting from the most emotional aspect until reaching the variable most closely linked to the functional, the complete relationship of the labels with which the ideas extracted from the fieldwork are classified is the following. 1. Book is conceived as a synonym for literature and artistic enjoyment. 2. Reading mainly identified as a leisure activity. 3. Book system as a very complex environment and very different from any other industry. 4. Great weight of the human element and inefficiencies in the value chain. 5. Conflicts in the interactions amongst various links in the value chain. 6. Resistance to change by the publishing industry. 7. High fragmentation of the sector. 8. No scalability of the processes. 9. Inability to attract foreign investment. 10. Absence of risk financing. 11. Intensive use of human resources. 12. Little vision and activity outside the publishing silo. 13. regulatory inconsistency. 14. Proliferation of parallel and hybrid circuits. 15. Emergence of new actors, platforms. These labels collect and group the infinity of references that the fieldwork has provided us with when speaking with professionals in the Spanish book industry. It is interesting to contrast these experiences with the general framework of a conflict, which the Foundation has been identifying for years around two major challenges for the book sector and the cultural industry in general: making cultural creations visible on the internet morass, and ensuring that such cultural creations are rewarded. The factor that makes these challenges tougher is the business model of large digital platforms, which dominate visibility in search engines and operate with cultural content to attract users and take advantage of their data. In other words, the conflict implied by the risks of these platforms is to promote the free nature of the content and, therefore, the non-remuneration of the author's work and the rest of the contributions of the book sector, publishers, distributors, and booksellers. Based on the analysis carried out, the Foundation has identified two types of variables with the capacity to protect the book system from the impact of the platform capitalism model. On the one hand, there are some variables that exceed the capacity of the book sector to act, and for this reason, the report proposes a line of communication for the advocacy of political entities which would actually have instruments to influence them. On the other hand, there are the factors that can be influenced by organizations and professionals in the book sector, which is why this report makes a proposal for a program of actions to be undertaken by the book world itself. We call the first response New Narrative, and the program of actions is labeled a strategic proposal. The new narrative for the Spanish book system would be based on communicating, on settling in the public imagination, the 10 elements that make up a balanced vision of the value contribution that this sector makes to society. 1. Creation of a cultural heritage from the selection and editing of a great diversity of books. 2. Elaboration of the primary means for learning and for the transformation of information into knowledge. 3. Provision of an instrument for personal growth and in the family environment, as well as for participation as critical citizens. 4. Tool to enhance quality of life and health, as well as social equity. 5. Creation of GDP with an environmental cost far lower than that of other sectors. 6. Creation of more qualified jobs than the average in the economic system. 7. Creation of a soft and sustainable innovation through austere decisions and collaboration amongst the actors of the book system. 8. Construction of assets for the prestige of the brand of Spain on the international scene. 9. Counterweight against the GAFA model and generation of wealth and tax income in the local environment. 10. Foreign trade balance with a clear positive net balance. As previously noted, along with the variables that exceed the capacity of the publishing sector to act, which is why the new narrative has been proposed, there is a series of elements, identified as challenges and strengths of the book system, on which agents in the book sector could have an influence by introducing innovations. For these types of factors, the Foundation's report makes a strategic proposal aimed at enhancing the viability and relevance of the book system in our society. To begin with, the main challenges that make up the risk zone have been identified and subsequently selected in a new strategic map designed to strengthen the book world in the exponential context. The most relevant challenges are the following. It is an industry that faces a weak commitment from the market, from demand, due to a competition for attention, the need to strengthen the presence of the reading practice in European societies, and the perception of the book's value is appreciated. Difficulties for rapid access to technology and the weakness of professionals and companies in the publishing sector in the ability to take advantage of it and make it profitable with an efficiency equivalent to that of other sectors. It is a sector with greater dexterity when reacting to threats than to innovating based on endogenous capabilities. Insufficient knowledge of and attention to changing consumer practices and the reader's needs. High costs as a result of the high rate of distribution and diversity of the content, that is, of the works of the authors, which is the true raw material of the sector. The complexity derived from the breakdown of work processes in the sequence of successive economic agents in the book value chain, which implies a greater propensity for human error. Tendency to an isolated approach to solutions from the book industry silo, without adapting solutions from other sectors or industries that have proven effective. Insufficient implementation and discipline in relation to standards to prevent the loss of information throughout the book chain. Extremely long periods for the production and placing on the book market. The strategic proposal is based on the strengths of the book system as elements that the Foundation proposes to promote so that the sector can guarantee itself as a solid position in a time of great transformation and in an exponential context. At this time, business models have appeared that play by different rules of the game, and the proposal is a reflection that tries to provide an answer based on the diagnosis of the professionals themselves and the comparative analysis by the Foundation's team. The key strengths of this study are the following. The content derived from the author's creativity is the great asset of the sector and can be worked on so as to enhance its value, as it is not replaceable. The book industry still maintains a quality accreditation status through selection, care for works, and strong relationships of trust or prescription with readers. Book occupations entail a highly specific know-how and are a high-quality attribute to enhance the perception of value in the market. Passion for content generates most of the interactions on the internet, and the book world can empower communities through that medium to retain readers. The information generated around books is another asset that can be strengthened by taking care of quality and management to retain control of the data. The collaboration of agents in the publishing sector around their own standards and their permanent renewal is a strategic asset for product visibility and cost reduction. Regular readers make up an audience with enormous prescribing power. It is necessary to obsess over readers rather than business models. The exclusivity and high quality of content segments, the author's works, and the objects that contain them, the books, must be embedded in the communication as an added value attribute. Collaboration amongst agents in the sector has proved to favor the competitiveness of the book system. Book occupations are a solid basis to complement them with training in the sector's non-traditional skills. The design of experiences, research on human interaction, and in physical and digital spaces through their reflection in experience maps favor the appearance of memorable emotions around books. The strength of the analog grows in a digitized context, and technology can be integrated so as to multiply the visibility of the excellence of the analog. A general conclusion of this document is that the Spanish and European book system is facing a phase of challenges, evidenced by the stagnation in the volume of business during the last decade and the loss of positions in favor of platforms. Nonetheless, platforms do not explain by themselves the difficulties this sector is going through. Although it is true that they both work with more beneficial rules than those applying to traditional book agents and deploy a strategy in which content is not the true value proposition around which income is generated. Along with this unequal competition, the difficulties also stem from a series of transformations in cultural and consumer practices, as they pose highly relevant challenges for the sector. Such problems can be successfully tackled by the protagonists of the book chain if they work towards reducing inefficiencies and cost overruns derived from fragmentation, excessive complexity, and inertia. There are also great opportunities in collaboration amongst sector agents to strengthen their own standards, in innovation driven by technological tools that are now accessible, in learning solutions developed by other industrial sectors, in dedication and care for communities of readers, as well as in the search for new ways to enhance the experience of reading and buying books, supported by the capacities of the book sector for the creation, selection, and curation of quality cultural content. The book system risks its future and the guarantee of a quality offer for readers in the context of the exponential era, namely an environment of progressive changes causing a transformation of people's cultural behavior. This exponential era is driven by the spread of connectivity and the generation of information on a global scale. It is precisely in this context that reading is consolidated as the decisive strategic tool to transform the combination of information into knowledge, generation of wealth, and opportunities for people. These reasons are more than enough to underline the importance of the book sector to our society. Summary of the document's conclusions. 1. book professionals convey a vocational aspect in the vision of their activity, which explains that the projected image of the book industry is closely related to the special value of books and their role in the enjoyment of leisure. 2. The professional's discourse reiterates the existence of difficulties for the sector, related to the weakness of reading habits, the fragmentation of the system, the lack of agility when taking advantage of standards and technology, conflicts in the chain, and the costs derived from the great complexity of the processes. 3. Despite the fact that professionals recognize a greater ability to react than to transform when there are no imminent threats, their own experiences reveal a significant capacity to innovate and implement new common work systems, which have entailed improvements in the chain's operation. 4. The Spanish book system faces two types of threat. There are challenges that it cannot overcome on its own, and there are other difficulties that can actually be faced by carrying out joint actions. For the first case, the Foundation has drafted a series of arguments for a new narrative to convey the contribution of the book system to society. And for the second type of threat, the Foundation has outlined the structure of a strategic proposal to enhance the sector's strengths. 5. The new narrative consists of balancing the weight that emotional elements have in communication and that of functional components when explaining the type of value contribution that the book world makes to society and enhancing its weight in the agenda of public policies. 6. The strategic proposal attempts to underline a series of strengths that would allow the book sector to enhance its position in front of both the platform business model and the transformations experienced in cultural practices.
This podcast was produced by Sony2.com for the Germán Sánchez Ruiz Pérez Foundation. For more information, visit www.fundaciongsr.es.